The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Rosedale of Cincinnati, Ohio, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Today's shiur is in Maseches Megillah, Daf Chof Aleph, Amud Aleph. The Mishnah teaches us, HaKoyre is HaMegillah, Oymid V'Yoyshev. One may read the Megillah while standing or while seated. Kara Echad, Karu Ashnayim, whether one person reads it, or two people read it simultaneously, yotzu, they fulfill the mitzvah. Rashi explains in Divrei HaMaschol Oymid V'Yoyshev that what the Mishnah means to say is that if a person wants, he may stand or he may sit while reading the Megillah. Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ran actually have a different girsa in the Mishnah, that HaKoyre is HaMegillah Oymid V'Yoyshev yotza. One who reads the Megillah standing or sitting is yotze, which would seem to indicate that they are yotze the mitzvah while seated only b'diyeved, but lechatchila they should stand while reading the Megillah. The Tur makes a similar diuk in the Mishnah as well. The Rambam Paskin is like that as well, and says that lechatchila one should read the Megillah while standing. And he explains the reason is because of kavod hatzibur. It's not respectful for the tzibur, for the congregation, to be mitzi them in a mitzvah while seated. However, the Tur also brings the Yerushalmi, which paskins that lechatchila it's mutter to read the Megillah while seated. The Ran as well paskins that it is mutter to read the Megillah lechatchila while seated, and he proves it from a brisa. This all pertains to the reading of the Megillah. Another concept mentioned in the Gemara regarding standing or sitting is regarding the study of Torah. The Gemara states, Mishemeis Rabban Gamliel, Yorad Choyli Le'olam, V'hayu Lamedin Torah Miyushev. From the time that Rabban Gamliel died, a weakness came down to the world, and people started to study Torah while seated. Tosis in Bechoris, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, brings a Yerushalmi, which darshens this from a pasuk, where it says in Devarim, "Va'amdu shnei ha'anoshim," and the two men stood. The extra vav in the middle of the on the beginning of the word va'amdu teaches us that one who is asking a question in halacha should stand. And the Tzlach writes in Maseches Brachos that even though after Rabbi Gamliel's death, the Talmidim started to study Torah while seated, it's just that they had permission to do so, because there was a weakness that came down to that generation. However, those that were healthier and had the strength to stand should indeed stand while studying Torah. And not only that, this permission to study while seated were only for those Talmidei Chachamim that were included in the category of what we call a Talmud Chaver, which is a special category of Talmud Chacham. But those who are less than that should be standing. According to the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yeridea, Simin Reish Mem Vav, Sif Yud Gimel, that Ein Shoyel in Mu'umid, Ve'ein Yeshiv in Mu'umid. We do not inquire about halachic issues while standing, nor do we respond to them while seated. We do not answer while standing. The Ramah writes, however, that there are those that say that those that are inquiring about a Dvar Halacha must stand. The Shach, however, disagrees with the Ramah and says that the Ramah's source dates back to the times of the Talmud, where Tosis mentions that they used to stand, but that was only in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. But however, nowadays, it would seem that the minhag is not to stand. This all pertains to the study of Torah. What about giving a shiur? Regarding giving a shiur, the Sefer Ben Yehoyada writes that there is an inyan for the person giving the shiur to stand, because it is a kavod for the Torah and a kavod for the tzibur listening to the shiur. I would now like to turn your attention to Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara teaches us that Tana, right at the top, Masha'en Kein B'Toyra, whereas by Megillah, one may have two people reading the Megillah simultaneously and still be Yates in the Mitzvah. However, when it comes to reading the Torah, only one person should read the Torah. Tosis actually brings the source that originally people used to, whoever got the Aliyah to the Torah, would read that portion of the Torah by themselves, and there was no Baal Kaira. They were the Baal Kaira. However, later on, they made a takana that the Shliach Tzibur should read the Torah for everybody in order not to embarrass a person who did not know how to read or lay in the Torah. This actually dates back to a practice with regards to the mitzvah of Bikurim, wherein the Mishnah teaches us in Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin, Maseches Bikurim, that Chazal made a takana that originally one who knew how to read the parsha of Bikurim would read it by himself. One who did not know, they would help read it for him. However, people stopped bringing the Bikurim because they were embarrassed. So therefore, they made a takana that someone else should always read for on behalf of everybody in order not to embarrass those who were unable. However, the Rush disagrees. He says that that only applies to Bikurim, where people stopped bringing Bikurim because they were embarrassed. They were being over what it says in the Torah to bring Bikurim. But regarding Kriyas HaTorah, there's no suspicion that a person is going to be mevatel the mitzvah because they're not able to read it. If they're embarrassed, they'll simply learn the parsha. Rather, the Rush gives a different reason. The reason is because not everybody was expert at the cantillation, the trup, which is required when reading the Torah. However, some people may believe that they're experts and try to lane, but really they won't be doing it properly and people will not be yates of the mitzvah. Therefore, they made a takana that a baki should always be the run to read the Kriyas HaTorah. However, the Rush adds on that the person who got the Aliyah should read softly and carefully with the Baal Kaira so that his bracha should not be a bracha levatala. A person who is unable to read should actually not be called up to the Torah so that he should not make a bracha levatala. However, the Beis Yosef asks a kasha on this Rush that even if the person who got the Aliyah is not able to read it, however, we know the concept of Shemei Ka'ine, a person who listens and concentrates on what he's hearing, it's as if he stated the same words. So what if the person doesn't know how to read it, but he just listens? Can he not be Yotze because of the halacha of Shemei Ka'ine? And therefore, his bracha should not be a bracha levatola. In the Sefer Emek Bracha, regarding Kriyas HaTorah, Simen Aleph, explains the sheet of the Rush, why he does not hold of Shemei Ka'ine in this case. And that is because he understands that Shemei Ka'ine only considers it as if you recited your Yotze the Bracha. However, it's not exactly like you actually recited the words. And in order to be Yotze Kriyas HaTorah, you actually have to recite the words. So therefore, he says that by Kriyas HaTorah, the Rush would not hold of this concept of Shemei Ka'ine. The Emek Bracha actually wants to be tailored this in a Machlokes Rishonim regarding a person in the middle of davening and he hears Kaddish HaKadusha. According to Rashi, he says you should be quiet and wait and have kavana to what the Shliach Tzibur is saying, and with that you'll be Yotze because of the din of Shemei Ka'ine. On the other hand, it still will not be considered a hefsik in the middle of his davening, because Shemei Ka'ine only helps a person be yotze the mitzvah, but it's not like he actually said the words. However, the Ri in the Rabbeinu Tam brought down in Tosfos and Brachos says the reverse, that if you're quiet and you have kavanah to the Shliach Tzibur to be yotze because of the din of Shemei Ka'ine, it will be considered a hefsik in your tefillah, because they hold that Shemei Ka'ine is actually like really enunciating the words with your mouth itself. However, the question on the Rush is that what will it help for you to read quietly along with the Shliach Tzibur in order to avoid a bracha levatala? Because the bracha on the Torah wasn't created for the reading that he's reading quietly. The bracha was decreed on the reading of the Shliach Tzibur. So what does it help that he's reading quietly so that the bracha should be chal on something. So from here you can prove that the Rush holds like the Shita of Rashi, that the brachas of the Kriya on the Kriyas Atayra for the Kriya B'tzibur was not on the reading of the Torah B'tzibur. The bracha is only going on the actual study of the Torah, because when reading the Torah, it's also considered like the person is studying Torah. And therefore, it would be effective for the person to read along silently with the Bakayre so that his bracha is not a bracha levatala, because his reading along has the status of study of Torah, to which his bracha is chal. The halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Sif Beis, who states that a person who gets the Aliyah with the Shliach Tzibur should read along with the Shliach Tzibur so that his bracha should not be a bracha levatala, but he should read it quietly, like the Maskan of the Beis Yosef. And the Ramah writes that one does not need to be concerned that he actually hears his whisper. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason. Even though it's better not to say it so loud so that you actually can be heard and other people can hear you, but if you did say it with some tone, it's still okay in his yaitse. In the halacha, a person should read along with the Baal Kaira at least 3 psukim in an undertone. But one must be careful not to confuse the Baal Kaira while he's reading.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.